This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Remember, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, the same way, Gab, the same way, Parler, it's at the Captain's America, Twitter, it's at Captain's America, and don't forget, you can check out our website at any time, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and if you can't hear us any other way, there is a live stream playing on the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, that you can hear any time that you want. All righty, Frank Salvato from the undergroundusa.com website is with us. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, one of the big news items that came out of D.C. yesterday was the House okayed two different immigration bills for the Dreamers and farm workers. And one of them, the first one, I'll get to, on a near party line vote, 228 to 197, lawmakers approved one bill offering legal status to around 2 million Dreamers brought to the U.S. illegally as children, and hundreds of thousands of migrants admitted for humanitarian reasons from a dozen troubled countries. We knew that was coming.
Oh, yeah, and immigration was a signature issue with the Biden administration. They had it in the works before the election was even over. And it was coming, along with the second one. We knew both of these things were coming. But it's not going to get a free ride in the Senate.
No, and the second item that was voted on, the second measure, creates similar protections. That was 247 to 174, with 25 total Republicans going over to the Democratic side, creating similar protections for 1 million farm workers who worked in the U.S. illegally. The government estimates they compromise about half of the nation's agricultural laborers. But while Dreamers win wide public support and migrant farm workers are a backbone of the agricultural industry, both of the House bills are going to face a gloomy, to say the least, prospect in the evenly split Senate. And the reason, Frank, is because now that they've done the reconciliation, anything getting to the floor takes 50 Democrats and 10 Republicans to get it there, and that's not going to be easy.
Right. Everybody was focused on this 50-50 split in the Senate after the election, because that's what the alarm was being sounded about, 50-50, and then Kamala Harris and Democrats get everything they want. It doesn't work that way. The Senate works on a unanimous consent, not only for bills that don't have to do with revenue, but with just about everything after the one party has exhausted reconciliation. So when you're talking about unanimous consent, that has to do with procedure. The Senate works on unanimous consent where procedure is concerned to bring, how does a bill get to the floor? How do we debate the bill? How does it go through committee? There's just a litany of things that have to happen that everybody has to agree to. Without unanimous consent and without using the power of a reconciliation bill, you need 60 votes to move something. And this is what McConnell was talking about. I'm not a fan of Mitch McConnell, but he pulled a card from out of his sleeve when he talked about a scorched earth approach to the Senate earlier this week. If they're going to play with the filibuster and Republicans want to go scorched earth, then they will get one thing passed a year, because unanimous consent will not be something that will happen. You'll have to have a full quorum of 100 senators to do anything, including procedural issues in the Senate. It'll bring it to a standstill. So there is something you can do to thwart this one-party rule. It's just that when you have somebody like Schumer working, you can finagle things every now and then. Now, the list of Republicans that voted for the farm workers, they were getting their arms twisted by the Chamber of Commerce. You know, Chamber of Commerce wants that labor force for our agriculture industry. And we really do have to think about that. But there were ways to go about negotiating this that the Republicans didn't do. They're acting like they lost. When you look at the House and you see how much they won, the House is the people's house. It's the people elected to office who are closest to the populace. And so the consensus is that the people were going with Republicans and conservative ideas. So, you know, you can say Nancy Pelosi controls the House and Schumer controls the Senate, but the national populace says they want to be more conservative than liberal. So we got to remember that moving forward.
Yeah, and we'll see what happens, because it's definitely going to come down to a big battle in the Senate. Every time something is done, it'll be a big battle in the Senate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unless Schumer wants to play ball.
Yep. All right, well, hold that thought, Frank. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Go over there, check out all the different things he has to offer. And, oh, by the way, when we come back, you folks in Michigan, you United Auto Workers, you want to pay attention to what I'm about to tell you.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Now, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners up there that's just bought a car at Nissan. And it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, and all over Florida and Tampa Bay. Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to the price and customer service. It all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you cannot beat the selection at Moss of over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories you could dream of. And don't forget, clean trade-ins right now are commanding a great resale price, so take advantage. But if you want to sell your ride, take a ride up there and see what they'll give you. You might be shocked. You can upgrade your ride right now, too. Remember, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active-duty military, veterans, and first responders and pastors all get a great deal at Moss. Now, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, and check out the Rogue and take a test drive in one of those new Rogues, the hottest SUV on the market. Remember, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura on Ford Avenue in Tampa. Find them online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Tell them the captain sent you, and that'll save you a bunch more money on that vehicle. And we look forward to seeing you on March the 27th. And Mr. Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com, you are invited.
Well, that's, I appreciate the invitation there, Mr. Captain.
It's only a little ways for you to go, just a hop, skip, and a jump down the road from the Panhandle, right?
You know, once we get that transporter room installed, I'll be over there all the time.
Yeah, and once you get the corporate jet in the air, you'll be fine, right? Okay, so
there you go. Good.
All right. Well, yeah. Let's get into something serious here, because Joe Biden just stuck it into the United Auto Workers and broke it off, because Donald Trump
One of the things that Donald Trump was trying to do was to keep the automobile industry alive and well in the United States, and he was succeeding. Well, all of a sudden yesterday, news broke that Ford is moving a $1 billion investment plant to Mexico, a move that had been fought off successfully under Donald Trump's presidency. Now, the United Auto Workers are getting it stuck right to them, and I had a friend of mine call me up from our affiliate up there in Sandusky and say, you want to know what the union folks were told about this? I said, I can't wait. Well, that's okay. You'll have union jobs as solar panel installers and windmills and some of the green energy. That's exactly what they were told, Frank.
Yep. And that line's coming straight from John Kerry and the Oval Office. You know, the thing that Trump was doing that was not only supercharging the economy, but solidifying the ability of the United States to survive independently on the global stage was bringing back manufacturing jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And the auto industry was a big part of that,
mm-hmm.
being able to assemble automobiles and vehicles here in the United States, including engines and vehicles that we use for defending our country.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because the left is just blind raged on eco-zealotry.
Yep.
You know, everything's got to be green. We can't have cars that do gasoline. We don't care. We're going forward with green technology, whether it's ready for prime time or not, because, damn it, we want it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a petulant child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is solar good? Yeah, it is, but it's not ready for prime time.
No, and so
are electric cars. Yeah, are electric cars good? Yes, they are, but they're not ready for prime time. So why don't we develop these industries while we use the resources we have, not to kill the American economy, so that we can get these things to a place where they can replace.
And Cylinder proved that. Now, we got a caller. I want to jump over to the caller real quick here. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Bart from Live Oak.
Hi. What's up there, Bart?
Hey, I wonder if there's any way that the print of this fabulous $2 trillion deal could be put in print and scattered out all over America. Or the only thing we get is a news broadcaster that has their favorite little thing in the package, but nobody knows about the whole package.
Okay, well, we can help you out with that. Okay, thank you, Bart. By the way, it's called the, the Congressional Archives?
You can go to it. Thomas. Thomas is over at the Library of Congress, which houses everything. There's a great bill, a great place called govtracks.us.
That's right.
That simplifies Thomas down so that it's not with all the gobbledygook in it and the summaries, and it does lay out what the bills have in them much more clarity than the gobbledygook that comes out of Congress. But I feel Bart's pain. I really do, because there's in the mainstream media, they'll glom on to what their favorite thing is and harp on it over and over and over. But when you look at this bill, I mean, there was $86 billion in a COVID relief bill that bailed out the multi-entity union pension funds.
Yep.
You know, that's not the immediacy that we need. They put hundreds of billions of dollars in for education, and the first round of education spending hasn't been exhausted yet.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds good and it gets votes, but you know, this is the way Washington works. It's this bizarre glad handing that says, well, does it poll well? Yeah. Are the people going to get something for nothing? Yes. Mm-hmm. Does it sound right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of, do we need it? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I agree with Bart. It would be nice if the mainstream media was a little bit more honest, but I think we are whistling past a graveyard when we're talking about that.
Yeah. Now, you probably heard that the United States and China met in Alaska to have a little meeting, and about 5 minutes into the meeting, it was already official, China ate our lunch.
Yeah, well, they've got the upper hand. One, you've got a White House that is owned by China. You know, so you can't go in there with too much of your head held high, because you've been glad-handing over in China for, you know, you and your son have been over there reaping the benefits of a relationship with China that you shouldn't really have. And two, they've got the world stage now. You know, right now, whether we like to admit it or not, and the left will never admit it, but it's the truth, we're back on our heels. We're not being aggressive anymore. China knows that they can push Biden around, and they're going to. They want our complaining about currency manipulation to stop, pirating our technology to stop, pirating our copyrights to stop, and they want advantage of the world stage again like they didn't have during the Trump administration. And they're going to get it, you know, for at least for 2 years, they're going to get it.
Now, can you stick around for an extra segment?
You bet.
Okay, because we got a lot of stuff to cover, and I'm going to cover something right now. Did you see the tax hike that was proposed? We heard, well, it's only for people making over $400,000 a year. And then yesterday they come back and they say, of all the things to say, they come back and they say, well, wait a minute, it's $200,000 a year on an individual and $400,000 on a couple.
Yeah, we just forgot to mention that before you cast your ballot.
Yeah. All right.
We forgot to clarify that before you voted. Right,
let's go over to Mary and find out what Mary wants. Good morning, Mary.
Hi. I just had a comment. Here's the Lawrence of Arabia comment. You are a silly people. You are not a serious people. That's what America looks like. But thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, she's got a point.
She's got a hell of a point, yep. And on the world stage right now, it may not be the American people that look silly, but they certainly look at our government as being silly.
Well, take a look at Joe Biden, okay? He is, and by the way, we will get into this discussion, and Frank was a paramedic. I was an EMT, and then I was a paramedic. I've got 25 years in the fire service. I think I got a little bit more time than Frank does when it comes to that. Over 10,000 calls they tell me I made. I wasn't counting, believe me. But the fact of the matter is we see things, and what we're seeing, if we were sitting on an ambulance today, we would put Joe Biden in the hospital because of what we're seeing, right?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I
would be calling family services.
Yeah.
On this, because it really does look like senior abuse. This guy is not capable of doing a job.
Nope, and he showed it again yesterday. President Harris. I mean, of all
you
of
know,
things.
If they keep pushing him like this, and pushing him out there and pushing him out there, this guy's going to stroke out.
Yeah, he's going to have a stroke. Okay, hold on, Frank, folks. We're going to tell you a little bit more about that, but maybe that's what they're trying to do. Maybe that's what they're trying to do. Force them to the point, because I told you, the more stress this man is put under with an advanced stage of dementia, the greater the chances are that he's going to collapse right in front of you. Think about that for a minute as we take a break. We come roaring right back right after these messages.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Top officials from China and the United States are meeting in Anchorage, Alaska. At the start of the summit on Thursday, Secretary of State Tony Blinken pointed out human rights abuses in China. His counterpart, Yang Jiechi, says the United States can no longer speak from a position of strength.
We'll also discuss our deep concerns with actions by China. Each of these actions threaten the rules-based order that maintains global stability.
So let me say here that in front of the Chinese side, the United States does not have the qualification to say that it wants to speak to China from a position of strength.
Attorneys involved in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin seated three more jurors Thursday as both sides inch closer to a full jury. The panel is up to 12 members with two alternates still needed. Chauvin is charged in the May 2020 death of George Floyd. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And I'd like to invite everybody that's listening to me right now to join me Saturday, March 27th from noon to 3 p.m. for the Moss Nissan March Mania tailgate event. Now, Tailgate Pro Entertainment will be the host of the games, including Cornhole, Tiki Toss, Giant Zynga, and Yard Pong. Enjoy the tournament games on Tailbolt, Tailgate Pro Entertainment's giant TV screen. They're going to be there, have some tents set up too. Plenty of free food and drinks as well. Look me up while you're at the event. I'll have something special to make your deal at Moss Nissan, especially sweet. And remember, Tailgate Pro Entertainment for your next corporate or private tailgate party. And I'll see you Saturday, March 27th from noon to 3 p.m. at Moss Nissan at US 19 and 50 in Newport Richey. Looking forward to seeing many of you there that day. And Frank Silvato says he would like to fly in, but the jet's out of fuel.
Yeah, it's a, we've been hobbled by the Green New Deal.
All right. Well, speaking of Green New Deal, we're going to go green again here. We were talking about Joe Biden, and folks, I'm not telling you anything that we firefighters, EMTs, paramedics, people that ride ambulances have been talking about this for a while, watching President Joe Biden and watching what we're seeing. And I would be, two things I'd be doing. Number one, I'd have the guy headed for a hospital because he looks like he's about ready to keel over at any moment. And secondly, I believe he's suffering from advanced dementia.
Well, you know, we talked about this a couple of times during the election, and everybody was focused on a lot of different things in the mainstream media to opine about it. But there was a very sudden shift in his demeanor going into the final days of the election, you know, during the primaries when he was running against the Democrats, he would run up the steps, and even though he's gaffe prone, he was still able to keep a straight line of thought without being confused. And then suddenly, and it was like turning a page, he was shuffling instead of walking briskly. He was confused. He wasn't holding a train of thought, and he was being very, very well managed. And that sends up, you know, you look for indicators when you're in the back of a rig. You look for indicators. You look for yep. kinematics of injury. You look for signs to point, to rule things out and to point to a standard operating procedure treatment. And right there, I'm saying, wow, he's been compromised. This guy's had an event that has compromised his ability to not only his motor skills, but his train of thought, and that points to a cardiovascular incident. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it points to a cerebral accident. So, you're going to get this line of BS from the administration, from a rubber stamp doctor that says he's in great health. That's why, you know, they got rid of the White House doctor almost immediately on January 20th to bring his guy in. But I can't believe it when you have that kind of thought compromise on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a reason we haven't had a one-on-one press conference with him yet.
Yes.
It hasn't been rehearsed enough.
And 23 minutes on a speech is about it.
Yeah, so, you know, when are we going to have that State of the Union address?
April something. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You know,
maybe.
So, there's a lot of indicators here, and anybody who's not seeing them shouldn't be opining about it, and anybody who is seeing them not saying anything about it, but, you know, that's what we call senior abuse in the biz.
Yep. Now, let's talk about the border, because Senator Lindsey Graham yesterday blasted the DHS chief, Mr. Mayorkas, over the border crisis, saying to change course or change jobs. And then this morning we're hearing, well, the DHS Secretary Mayorkas is going to meet with the Customs and Border Patrol at the border.
Yeah, it's making it sound like they had to make an appointment. He's in charge of Customs and Border Patrol.
Yeah.
So he should be down there talking to him, and he should be listening is what he should be doing. And Lindsey Graham is right. And I'm not an incredible fan of Lindsey Graham. I think he's a political animal, but he's dead right on this one. This is one of those times when we should be calling for this new appointment as DHS secretary, either explain himself completely or resign.
Yep.
Because, you know, as much as they don't want to say crisis at the border, and they are going through some contortions that even a yoga pro couldn't achieve to stay away from that word at the press conferences, you know, this is ridiculous. When you have to rent centers in downtown Dallas to yep. house just teenage boys
mm-hmm.
because there's so many people at the border,
mm-hmm.
you've done something wrong. And now we've got the Biden administration begging the Mexican government to hold them back on their side. How about shutting down the border, Joe?
Thank you. Now, House Democrats, one House Democrat congresswoman and the Biden administration is telling reporters to stay away from the border facilities. Let me see. I wonder if they'll follow the DHS secretary today to his meeting point.
You know, this is a perfect example of the total failure of the mainstream media. In years past, if the government would have said, and you stay away from here, every single network would have been there with camera crews trying to get to where they told them to stay
24/7,
away.
24/7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the story. A true reporter and a true journalist would be saying, why are you asking me to stay away from here? No, we want to know what's going on. And they'd be down there with the camera trying to get someone to tell them they couldn't be there on camera mm-hmm. so that it led the evening news. But today, you've got the media is, if it were a person, it would be a whore.
Yeah. Let's not forget.
I mean, that's the only way to put it. They are so in bed with the government
mm-hmm.
that they are willing to take an order about what they can report on and what they can't.
Mm-hmm. Let's not forget Jen Psaki, not to be confused with the drink. Jen Psaki says crisis yesterday when she was at her press conference, and right away the reporter came back and she says, no, challenges. But you said crisis,
yeah,
no,
you know,
challenges.
Yeah, you and I were talking about this off the air. Yeah, I said she's the worst ever, and then I had to recant that. She's not the worst ever. She accurately represents the Oval Office.
Yeah.
She is that contrived in her line of answers coming from that podium and that confused and that inept that she accurately portrays this mm-hmm. administration.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe she was the perfect pick for Joe Biden. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing that we do know is there's no real honest information coming from that podium at all. Mm-hmm. And these things have become theater and they have no worth.
Do you remember Dr. Atlas?
Yes.
Dr. Atlas said that COVID will soon be an afterthought in a matter of a few months. Now, in addition, he's saying some states are already very close to being back to normal, and herd immunity in some states is very close to being reality. Now, that's Dr. Atlas. I know it. You know it. Other people listening to us know it in some states, but yet the blue states that have been shut down, the progressive cities and this, that, and the other, they're going, oh, my God, we can't open up. We can't get more than 6 feet. Oh, we got to be 8 feet away, whatever the nonsense is. And, oh, by the way, the latest thing was, I can be 3 feet away from you.
Yeah, that's what Europe has been doing the entire time, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Atlas pulled from Dr. Markey out of Johns Hopkins University,
uh-huh.
who had a study out since the beginning of the year saying we will reach herd immunity sometime in April, and we will reach peak herd immunity by May.
Yep.
And if we wouldn't have been doing this ridiculous prescription that Dr. L. Fauci has been coming out with this. We're going to mask now. We're not going to mask now. We're going to mask now. We're not going to mask now. You got to be 500 feet away. You can be right next to him. Let's open the schools. Let's not open the schools. If we would have affected herd immunity in the beginning, and we would have protected the vulnerable, we would have been beyond this before the election. But he didn't want the election to not be affected by this.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who doesn't see that this guy is a pathetic politician, he is a political animal who will do anything to stay in his position. If you can't see that, look what Rand Paul did to him.
He blasted him.
Rand Paul, he destroyed him.
Mm-hmm.
He was asking him questions that he couldn't answer because he didn't know. Now, this is the guy that we're following?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's confusing because I heard him ask him about the mask. He says, well, you tell people you had a vaccine. You had the vaccine, Dr. Fauci. Why are you wearing a mask when you tell people if you have the vaccine, you don't need a mask?
Yeah. And, you know, right now we're looking at Israel, who's got almost 65% of their people inoculated who have done the vaccine right. If you get the vaccine, have a normal life, people.
Yeah. Why isn't Fauci spelled with two F's?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much for sticking around, Frank. I look forward to talking to you on Monday. Stay out of trouble.
Stay low, my friend.
All right. Frank Silvato from undergroundusa.com, the website. All kinds of things over there. Go over there, take a look at what he's got. You're going to like it. And I'll be right back. Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone guy, coming back.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
And that voice you just heard is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio. And you'll hear him on many of these same stations Sunday nights from 8 to 11 p.m. Armed American Radio. Check it out. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Now, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, unlike the big box stores that don't do it. Now, if you stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, don't forget that you can also call them if you want to set up an appointment for service at 941-922-2348. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Now, their number again to call is 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell him the captain sent you. All right, here he is, the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. And speaking about Armed Forces Radio, they're going to be in Atlanta, Georgia for NASCAR, not too far from Fort Benning, Georgia.
That's right. Got a lot of good listeners in Fort Benning.
That's what it's all about. Atlanta's going to have a great race. It's interesting how they're doing the pole positions this year, Matt. They're not racing. They're going off of their last race and their points. It's an interesting concept. I don't know. I prefer the racing and pole position.
It's saving a bunch of race cars because they used to wreck them a lot of times when they were trying to do the time trials and all that. And it's maybe that's why they're doing it. But let's get started here. Deshaun Watson. What the hell is going on there? What's this guy up to?
Yeah, he needs to see the team psychologist and get his head together. I mean, this kid has talent. He could really have a nice career in the National Football League another 10 years if he kept his head straight. He did lose one of his great wide receivers, Fuller, to the Miami Dolphins in free agency yesterday. But, you know, I don't know if they're going to trade this guy, if they're going to keep him after this domestic allegation. I thought I was not playing with that. You know, the only thing that might save that kid is because he's such a star player, they're going to find every angle they can to give him a break. But I don't know. I don't know. He might have a serious problem, or they might make him at least sit out a year.
You remember and Mike Brennan?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. See where he wound up?
Yeah. So
New York Giants.
Yeah.
Backup quarterback, but he could be a starter there.
Yeah, Daniel Jones goes down or doesn't perform to his abilities. Absolutely. Mitchell Trubisky, now he's backing up in Buffalo, former Chicago Bear quarterback, because Andy Dalton went from Dallas to Chicago to be the starter. So a lot of things going to happen in the NFL. And Tom Brady had a surgery, successful, but it's going to take about 4 months of rehab. So a little bit more than a clean out. But, you know, he doesn't need training camp like everybody else proved last year. They didn't really have a training camp, and he did fine. So, you know, and Juju Schuster, great wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers captain, he's going to probably end up with the Jets unless Pittsburgh can find a way to lure him to stay there. And they're going to go to a 17-game schedule, Captain. I'm glad.
Well, I got one for you. The big old NCAA basketball tournament started. And of all the teams to win, the first win since 1971, Drake beat Wichita State in a nail-biter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Drake's not a bad team, though. They do have talent. It just depends if they can compete with the big boys. UCLA won, so they'll be in, and they beat Michigan State. So normally you see Michigan State have to have a play, and they normally are already in the top four seeds, but not this year. So a lot of things are going to happen in NCAA this year. Illinois, you got to give the Big Ten credit. I mean, Captain Nate, they have, you know, six teams in the top seeds there. So shout out to them. Illinois. They're a good ball club. They could win it all. So, but there's going to be some upsets also. We'll see at Gonzaga. You know, their schedule, they put some tough guys earlier in the year, but later in the year.
And they're all in Indianapolis, all the games, is that right?
No, not all, but the majority of them, yes, sir. So they're going around a little bit. Georgia Tech, you know, a team that kind of played in the past month to get in. They could surprise some people. So it's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen with the NCAA tournament.
Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention Andy Dalton signed with the Bears. That could be interesting.
Yeah. I mentioned that from the Dallas Cowboys. Dak Prescott's good to go. And we'll see if he lives up to that big contract he got. So, you know, in the Big D, they have a heck of a team there. So it's gonna be very interesting to see that the teams getting the money are making it happen. $40 million a year. I mean, that's something else, Captain, to play quarterback in the National Football League now. I don't know. It's getting a little crazy, I think. But I guess that's what the market will bear, as they say, Matt.
So, well, maybe they'll bring you back. You can still throw the ball.
Yeah, I can still throw it, but this body couldn't take the pounding, that's for sure.
They'd have to roll you out in a wheelbarrow, right?
Oh, no, you ain't kidding, buddy.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about baseball, because baseball is...
almost there.
Yeah, and by the way, the big deal, J-Rod and A-Rod, or J-Lo, sorry, and A-Rod, they were spotted kissing in the Dominican Republic after the rumors of their splitting. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
They were down there for a baseball benefit.
You hit a nerve there, Captain, so I got to say it. You know, J-Lo and Shakira, good old Super Bowl, right? Well, let me be Dr. Seuss, but we'll let them dance a little bit crazy. Mm-hmm. Things that make you wonder, Captain Matt Bruce.
By the way,
I couldn't help myself.
By the way, yesterday the Yankees and the Mets were told by the governor of New York that they can have 20% capacity in their stadiums for baseball to start out.
Well, that's good. That's real good. See, now we're making progress. We're getting in the right direction, even in the states that have been a little bit over-the-top precautious. So I'm glad to hear that.
Well, that means about 10,000 people in Yankee Stadium, about 10,000 people over there where the Mets play.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and hopefully when the football season comes, we're going to be able to fill them up like we used to, Captain. I mean, there's talk about July 1st being the magical date, or a.k.a. July 4th for, you know, Independence Day. I sure hope so. We were hoping that last year. So we need to get that, to get sports back in line and everything else back in line, to say the least.
All right. Well, listen, I want you to talk about something that you're involved in, because a lot of people have been asking me about it, and I told them we'd get it straight from the horse's mouth today. Tell us about the stem cell patch.
Yeah, the stem cell patch, you know, I help out people with Medicare, people that listen to the show, and I met a gentleman who turned me on to this, and other former athletes helping out with soreness and pain. It's just a little Band-Aid, I call it. It's a patch, and it has formula in there to get your stem cells reactivated and make you feel younger and to relieve some pain and get your body back to its younger days. It's helped out a lot of people, and I know it's helped out you a little bit. It's helped out me a little bit. And, you know, why not give it a try? You have nothing to lose. It's a money-back guarantee. It's a great stem cell patch activation kit. A lady named Amy is the number I'm going to give out to everybody if I can find it, Captain, here. And she can definitely help the people out with getting the product and trying it out. And if it works for them, great. If it doesn't, you have nothing to lose. It's a money-back guarantee situation. I know you put it on your leg and it's helped you out in that department, right, Captain?
Yeah, it's actually in the middle of my foot.
Very good. Yeah, please give Amy a call at 727-776-4552. That's 727-776-4552. Just ask her that you heard her on the show with Patrick Allen from the Sports Zone and Captain Matt Bruce from Captain's America. She'll take extra good care of you and help you out. Give her a call. Nothing to lose, everything to gain. Money back guarantee, relief, pain, feel younger. 727-776-4552. Thanks, Captain. God bless. Have a great weekend. Everybody be safe, and I'll talk to you Monday morning.
Same to you. Thank you very much. Patrick Hyland, Sports Zone quarterback, and you can hear his program Sunday mornings on my flagship station right here from 11 to 12, so tune in. Find out what's going on there. I'm sure they're going to have a busy weekend this weekend. But, you know, we've come to the end of another week, Monday through Friday. And for those of you, my affiliates that carry me Monday through Friday, thank you very much. Of course, the weekend starts the Weekend Edition show. That's the show that started it all for us on the radio. It used to be on one day a week on Saturday. It went from an hour to 2 hours to 3 hours, and suddenly somebody heard us and went, man, we want to put you on during the week. And away we went, never looked back. And thank you to all the people that are out there, all the great comments we get in the chat room and the emails that we get. We look at most of them. I mean, I can't see them all. I get thousands of emails a week now. But I try to look at the ones that I can, that's got like a topic or something that catches my interest. So I'll see you tonight on the weekend show. But in the meantime, for everybody else, we'll see you on Monday. Have yourself a great day. God bless America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.